Following the weekend winter storm, yet another push of Arctic cold has arrived in the Northeast. In fact, temperatures in many areas today have fallen through the day following that frontal passage. So right now we are sitting in the single digits and teens in many locations. And it is going to turn quite cold tonight. The gusty westerly wind will diminish, and we will have some clear sky this evening. So temperatures will quickly fall off into the single digits above and below zero in most areas. I can't rule out some double-digit below zero readings, basically between 10 below and 20 below, in some of the coldest portions of the Adirondacks tonight. Temperatures will actually bottom out somewhere around midnight. We'll see those numbers come back up a few degrees later tonight as we see clouds increase from southwest to northeast, and those clouds are in advance of a quick hitting round of snow that will come through the region late tonight into the day tomorrow. It's all being driven by a fast-moving clipper-type system that will track south of Long Island during the day tomorrow, so we'll see snow break out in many areas by tomorrow morning. I would expect there to be slippery travel conditions in most locations for tomorrow morning's commute. And we'll see periods of light snow through the day tomorrow. It should be done by about this time tomorrow afternoon and evening. Again, it's not a big system. It's not really filled with much moisture, but the air mass is pretty cold, so the snow will fluff up quite a bit. Therefore, I am going to forecast 2 to 4 inches of snow accumulation in most areas. We'll see a little bit less across the far north, probably only an inch or two closer to the Canadian border. Then the weather settles down a bit for Wednesday and Thursday with just a few snow showers from time to time, mainly in those more prone lake effect areas. By later this week, though, and then again over the weekend, there is the potential for some more stormy weather. So that's something that we will monitor over the next few days. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low in the single digits below zero to around zero. And for tomorrow, cloudy with light snow, high 15 to 20. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, increasing clouds with snow developing late at night, low in the single digits below zero to around zero, and for tomorrow, cloudy with light snow, high 15 to 20. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, increasing clouds with snow developing late at night, low 10 to 15. Tomorrow, cloudy with light snow, high 18 to 24. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Increasing clouds tonight with snow developing late at night, low 5 below zero to 5 above zero, and tomorrow, cloudy with light snow, high 18 to 24. Region-wide on Wednesday, variably cloudy, with a chance of snow showers north and west, high in the 20s and lower 30s, and on Thursday, partly sunny, with highs in the 20s and 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.